The United Nations aid agency says that more than 20 million Yemenis are estimated to need some form of humanitarian assistance, almost half of them children. UNICEF says the figure constitutes 80% of Yemen's population. It says the impoverished nation should receive urgent humanitarian aid, including safe water, food, and medical supplies. The UN body added the situation is worsened by mounting civilian casualties and damage to schools by Saudi airstrikes. UNICEF's estimate of the number of Yemenis in need of aid has jumped by nearly 5 million since its latest report last week. The organization says millions of Yemenis needed assistance even before the Saudi airstrikes. It stressed that the de facto Saudi blockade has fueled the crisis.
The continued criminal assault on the people of Yemen has resulted in a crisis very unique. Here we have an entire people who are now suffering as a consequence of state terrorism, but yet they are not getting any real support, any relief from the international community. A nation in which over 90% of its food needs are imported are now being subjected to an international, or to a blockade by a government, and something that's been orchestrated by the U.S. If the Saudis were committed to the people of Yemen, then they would stop the military assault on the people. If they want a diplomatic solution to the situation in Yemen, then they will be serious about trying to pursue that. But right now, their only concern now is to assert their hegemony in Yemen. And to do that, they are putting enormous pressure on the Yemenis people.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined with Mr. Mark Glenn, who is a writer and is also the co-founder of the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. And he's joining us live now via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, as always, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about this humanitarian situation in Yemen? Certainly, even before this aggression began, it wasn't doing too well.
No, as far as countries that the Saudis, the Americans, and the Israelis could choose to target and destroy, Yemen was certainly the one that was the least favorably disposed towards dealing with this. And I think that really this underscores the utter hypocrisy of what has been the mantra coming out of the West and out of Israel now since the beginning of the quote-unquote Arab Spring. Remember that the United States, working alongside other NATO countries, went in and literally bombed the hell out of Libya, created a huge humanitarian crisis there under the pretext of bringing freedom to the people of Libya. The United States, Israel, and the West have armed these terrorists in Syria who have killed or displaced as many as 200,000 Syrians, all under the guise of bringing quote-unquote freedom to the people of Syria. And yet, here are the people of Yemen who are genuinely seeking their freedom. And look how the United States and its proxy mercenaries, the Saudis, deal with this. So I think that we can put to rest anything coming out of the mouth of the United States, the West, Saudi Arabia, Israel, or anything else when it comes to freedom in the region. They will support you as long as you are the right kind of freedom fighter. But if you are a genuine people's revolution, as we have seen take place in Yemen, then you can count on nothing but bombs and bullets to rain down on you.
Mr. Glenn, certainly, many Yemenis have said from the get-go that, they do not forget their enemies, they do seek out revenge, and secondly, they're standing strong despite the dismal conditions in the country. So is that not going to create a problem and a headache for the Saudis in that they're trying to apparently help the Yemeni people but are now just creating more enemies?
Well, the Saudi, we have to remember, first of all, that the help that the Saudis making under pretenses here, that this is just for public consumption. This is a way of basically putting a bandage over a huge gaping wound. This is for public relations. This is damage control. The Saudis are there to make sure that a repeat of the Iranian revolution of 1979 does not take place in Yemen. That's the whole reason for this. The Houthis are allied with Iran. They are Shia. And the thing that scares Israel and America the most is that Iran is going to become a stabilizing force in the Middle East. Instead of allowing these countries to fragment and destabilize as Israel and the United States want. So we have to remember that Hollywood is not just an institution that exists on the western shores of the United States of America. It is anywhere the Zionist narrative is put into play for people to believe, including in the sands of Saudi Arabia, as Saudi Arabia tries to paint what she's doing as righteous and just.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Glenn, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mark Glenn, who was speaking to us live from Idaho.